You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That's all I need to know about you.
That's all I need to know about you. Star 99.9 is Sienna and Raven. If you wear your socks outside and then you wear them inside, like you work just outside, that's all I need to know about you.
Wait a minute. So you are... Wait.
I was at a red light.
Okay.
And I saw this lady. She was taking out her garbage.
Okay.
And she just had on her socks. So she walked out on her porch in her socks.
Yeah.
And then she walked down the stairs in her socks. Yeah. And then she went on the city sidewalk in her socks.
That was the difference. When it's your sidewalk, then socks is appropriate for me. If it's city, you're too far out there now at this point. You're too far gone. Then she walked back in the house with the socks.
With the same socks.
Didn't take them off.
Right. Are you going to get in the bed with those socks? That's all I need to know about you, disgusting sock lady.
I'll tell you what. I'm not down with socks in bed regardless, even if they're brand new. I know girls, they usually always rock the socks.
Sometimes
they're always
they wear
cold.
Socks. But till I get sweaty in the middle of the night, and then I like take it off.
Everything flies off.
Yeah, and then, you know.
Yeah, there's no rules apply at that point.
Yeah, then I'm just hot.
I've got one for you here. If you conspire with your neighbors to legally take on the other neighbor or call the city about something going on, that's all I need to know about you. We've entered a strange part right now in my neighborhood now. So, you know, I had the one neighbor that I had contention with on the one side of the house with the fence and that type of stuff.
And the tree that fell.
Yes, yeah. We have made many parlays now, myself and this neighbor. And I use the word parlay because she's an older lady and they love to make a proposal or a parlay. That's how we make a deal.
Okay.
Yeah, the tab.
Yes, I use those words with her and she loves it. Anyway, so we've entered a new, we're in the friend zone now. We're telling jokes, we're sharing materials, fixing things around the houses, that type of stuff together. She let us use the water to pressure wash our house. It's crazy. And now we're conspiring against the neighbor behind both of our houses that had a tree fall down and never picked it up. And it like landed across my fence. I cut it all back, but it's just still just laying across the back of my other neighbor's property and something else. Now it's in the woods. But we're against this tree now, and we are against this homeowner. Also, side fact, my wife believes that he has a serial killer man cave in the back of his house.
No, you don't think you sound insane right now?
Well, the girls are going to go to the city hall together. Is
and
all
complain?
I'm saying. My wife and my neighbor are going to city hall together.
And they
never have seen eye to eye on anything, but they are united on this front. So it is interesting.
I would never want to be the person working behind the desk
listen,
at city hall.
I'll keep you guys up to date. All right. This is it. First week of
Can
June is when we're going to take this on.
The tree in my neighbor's yard that fell in their woods is bothering us. Yeah. Yep.
Thank you very much.
It's bothersome. Is bothersome, man.
Okay.
If you walk into the dentist office eating a full-size candy bar, that's all I need to know about you.
What's wrong with people? Why would you do that?
The most, literally, just a full-size Hershey bar, just chowing down on it.
It's funny you said that. Yesterday at Walgreens, I saw a woman that just kept eating candy bars in line. While she was checking out.
Is she taking the wrapper at least to the counter?
Because
I hate that. The person's like, oh, let me sample this. Then I'm going to put it right back. Like, that's weird and trashy. That's
but she just kept eating them through the line and then paying for them. I'm like, what is she? Go look at your car
like
question. I do.
Exactly. Side question. What is the candy bar that most sticks to your teeth?
Milky Way. Because it's just caramel and chocolate and just gets all of them.
I'll give you time.
Yeah, I need to think about that. All right, if you want to chime in, call us at 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Yesterday at about this time, we were talking about the fact that we didn't have a Wikipedia page. Star 99.9 at Sienna and Raven. And then we said this. only jock that's ever mentioned is past radio hosts have included Randy Kaye, who I have no idea who that is.
Let's not get insulting to Randy Kaye. Randy Kaye may have been a very stand-up individual. We just don't happen to know who he is.
It's a woman,
Wikipedia.
First of all. But Randy Kaye sounds good. Lovely. Good. American voiceover artist, radio host, actress, singer, and author based in Connecticut. When I make up my Wikipedia page,
I was going to say, I think it's clear there that Randy Kaye is the one who actually established the Wikipedia page
right.
then at that point.
Funny thing is, when you say things, you don't realize who's listening. And joining us, it's Randy Kaye.
A real person.
Hi, it's Randy Kaye. How are you?
Randy Kaye.
The elusive Randy Kaye, star of the Star 99.9 Wikipedia page.
I know. I just looked it up to see what you were talking about. I'm now one of these deadbeats that sleeps past the 8 o'clock news. I work till, 1 a.m. sometimes. Huge fan. And I love your show when I get a chance to listen, but I sleep through most of it now. And, I figured I'd say hi.
Yeah, so wait, did you create our Wikipedia page? We have so many questions for you.
Right, Randy, tell us.
Oh my gosh, no, I had nothing to do with the Wikipedia page. I think why I might be on it is because I do have a bio on Wikipedia.
Oh.
Like, I am a Wikipedia girl.
See that?
So I'm a link. And that may be why they put me in there.
Right.
No. That's true, because I haven't had time to write one or make something up about myself to make myself sound better.
Well, we are going to make one. We are going to make one about ourselves to make ourselves sound awesome.
So, Randy, when were you on the air here at Star 99.9?
For 8 years with John Harper and Tommy Edison. I left 2006, something like that. And I haven't gotten up at 3 a.m. since.
I don't blame you.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. We talk about that all the time. Like, it's a sad day when you leave because you like the people that you play with in the morning. Or it's always a sad day, of course, when you get fired.
Right.
But but there's always the plus, too, where you're like, you know what? I get to sleep in today.
Right.
That was a very huge bonus. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I was able to write a book after I left. So I had time to do that, which was cool. So my life sort of took a different turn. But, I still do radio locally occasionally, which I like it because I can say no. And I loved doing the morning show. It was so much fun. I miss, like a boyfriend when you break up, it's like you learn to miss the good parts. And
right.
I really do miss the good parts and the crazy stuff we got to do. We did a show from a listener's house once because I had kids and the guys did not. And they kept saying, oh, watching kids, it's easy. So a listener volunteered and we did the show from her house, babysitting her 3 children. And I watched them suffer.
Randy, thank you so much for sharing with us. This is fun.
Because we like you and you seem awesome, we're going to let you stay on the Wikipedia page.
Right, you're staying on the Wikipedia page, girlfriend. You're staying
thank
on there.
Thank you so much.
All right.
You can just, you can contribute to it. Just put a comma. Radio hosts include Randy Kaye, comma. But Anna and Raven are now on the air.
Yep, that's what we're going to add.
Oh, yeah, we're rewriting history as we speak.
All right, thanks, Randy. And thanks for calling in. We appreciate it and being a good sport.
Yeah.
Sure. My pleasure. Take care, guys.
All right.
Hope to see you around sometime, Randy. Take care.
A lot of controversy over Uber launching their new quiet mode. Star 99.9. It's Anna and Raven. If you haven't heard about this yet, if you're ordering the Uber Black or the Uber Black SUV, which FYI, costs 3 times as much as the regular cars.
I got a rolling style in it.
Well, exactly.
I got a rolling style.
When you order an Uber Black, they're guaranteeing you that you're going to have a high-end black car come pick you up. So,
right.
But once you order them, you have the option to click quiet mode, and then the driver won't talk to you the whole time you're in the car, which kind of sounds awesome to me. But the Twitter on back, what? Like the backlash is like, what? Well, why you gotta tell people not to talk to you? Blah, blah, blah. But we've all been there before when we're tired and you get into like a taxi or a cab or an Uber and they just don't stop talking and you just want to stare out the window.
Listen, I feel like a good driver is good to pick up on that, but some aren't so good at that. And sometimes you don't even want to have that first line where you feel like talking. No, that kind of thing. So I think that, it should totally be fine. Sometimes as a driver, too, you don't want to have to feel like you got to dance for everybody that gets in your car.
Exactly.
Let me just take you there,
but the other side,
I also
flip
feel like
side,
I mean, why just for the black car service? I mean, there should be an everything.
No, if you're paying regular for a Prius and you're getting
you got to deal with them.
You got to deal with whatever
they're bringing.
Right.
They can be super talkative.
Tell me about your wife again. Go ahead.
Okay.
Your
problem.
Please go into detail.
I have to admit, there's been plenty of times where I've gotten excellent advice from my Uber driver.
Right. It's true. We did that segment here, remember? They were so good.
Yeah, exactly.
So if you could pay somebody to be silent at all times, if you had a silent mode button, what would you do? Who would you pick? Don't you look at me like that.
I mean,
don't you look at me like that right now.
I'm just saying.
Are you serious?
Sometimes
right now?
I'm working so hard over here and I'm trying to get stuff done and I've got my headphones on thinking you'll get a clue and you just keep yelling louder so I can hear you.
Wow. I mean, it's
how many times do I have to take my headphones off? I'm like, what? What, Raven? Is this important?
Let me get this straight. Christian, were you just about to pile it on?
No.
Is that what you were about to do?
You have kind of a habit of when, you know, we're doing stuff. She's has her headphones on and you're like, are you listening to me, Anna-Zap?
Right.
Not even listening.
Because you're not.
Because you don't care.
I see. Okay.
Because I'm doing my job.
All right. Yeah. Well, I don't need an Uber quiet button, but a pause button like they have like on credit card apps now to be like, I lost my card. And then you like pause it. So nobody can, like, buy a house with your credit card at that moment right there. And then you put it back on because you're like, oh, I found my card. I would do that for my wife at times.
So that would be your quiet thing?
Well,
you want to quiet your wife?
I don't know what it is, but every time I'm watching a sporting event, and I don't watch a lot. Mm-hmm. I only get to do it when she's in the kitchen washing dishes. When it gets down to the last 2 minutes, that's when she decides she wants to have conversations.
Oh.
It's like she doesn't understand a time clock, a game clock, or time expiring. She's like, oh, look at this. Look what I'm going to do. If I could just pause that for a minute. That would be good. Right. I also have a friend who's highly sarcastic, and sometimes you can't tell whether or not he's telling you something truly deep or if he's just messing with you.
Right.
So a pause on that would be decent, I guess.
You click the box there. Please stop talking.
Christian, do I already know your answer? Is it also me? Because
it's
I will
not,
jump across the studio counter right now. Who are you going to give the quiet mode to?
Literally, the only person that annoys me is Jimmy Fallon. So I would do that.
Jimmy Fallon?
I mean, Jimmy Fallon is in your life enough that he's annoying you?
Jimmy
it's called
Fallon
a remote.
Is all
right.
Over. Yeah, so I would just make him stop.
If you hook up Alexa to it, you can literally say, Alexa, get rid of Jimmy Fallon.
I am done with him. I'm tired of seeing his commercials. I'm done.
Okay. All right, 1-800-330-9999. If you could put the quiet mode on somebody in your life, who would it be? Call us now.
It's true. His commercials are on like permanent loop on the streaming service.
I hate it.
That's true. Time to refresh those promos.
We have random questions for police officers. Start 99.9 at Sienna and Raven. Joining us, it's Cop Kelly.
How's it going today, Kelly?
Pretty busy today. How are you guys?
Oh, God. What's happening at home?
Well, you know, when it gets to be above 70 and it's sunny, people like to start cocktail hour early.
That's when it gets a little bit wild out there. You know what I do? Let's not act like they're all bad people if that's the decision they're making this morning.
Well, if she's where I think she is, I'm sure she's got her hands full.
I'm just jealous.
All right, Cop Kelly. So we've got a couple questions for you this morning here. Some people in the building think that the crosswalk button is fake.
I think when people press it, it's just kind of like when you at work there's a thermometer that they think you have some say over what the temperature is. But in reality, it's just fake and doesn't do anything. I think it's just for show, that button.
You know, Cop Kelly, I feel like they immediately, somewhere in a central area, know that I am desperate to get across the street, and they take my feelings into consideration, and it's real. Which one of us is right?
So the buttons do exist for a reason. As long as the electronics behind the light is working, they are functional. And if there's a button, that means you cannot go through that crosswalk until it says you can.
But here's the thing. I have a question about the button. It's like every light is, I'm assuming, is on some kind of timer, right? Like it goes from red to green every 3 minutes or 5 minutes, whatever it is.
Right. It's a cycle system.
So that button interrupts the cycle?
So what happens is, because not only just from being a police officer, I'm also a jogger, so I have to wait all the time at those lights when I go for a run.
Mm-hmm.
What happens is every sector of that light is going to fully cycle, which was why it takes so long to get to the pedestrian to cross. So once every light has gone green, then the light is going to let the pedestrian go before it goes into a full set of cycle again.
And do you jog in place while you're waiting this exorbitant amount of time for the cycle? Or do you?
I actually usually do, because it takes that long sometimes. And I don't. And it, sometimes, you know, by the time you waited, I'm like, all right, I'm over this. I'm just walking.
Right.
How do you feel about the rampant exposure of joggers that poop outside in the recent wave?
wave of news reports over the last couple of years. There's a lot of outdoor pooping going on, rogue pooping going on amongst joggers.
I mean, it's natural to animals. I don't know. I've never been in that situation where I've had to be that desperate to make that call. Doesn't bother me, to be honest with you. Do what you got to do. Just not on the sidewalk for other joggers to step in.
What do you think the percentage of working buttons on light or crosswalk poles is? Because I envision that in certain areas, you know, these things are a little bit run down.
I could tell you in the city I work in, they're pretty much 100% functioning. Now, you go to New York City, that's a different story. I couldn't tell you. I would say they're probably about as functional as lights. How many times do you see traffic lights on flash because they're not working?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I see them
off.
Yeah.
All the time. Yeah. A lot of times I feel like they're not even turning them on anymore. And I could see that in New York. Like, you barely want to touch the button. Top reasons why it's not working: rats ate the wires.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody stole the button because they thought it was copper and they might be able to sell it at a scrapyard.
Or they thought it was just cool to put in their house.
Person urinated on pole.
That's disgusting.
That's thing number three.
Next important question we have, Cop Kelly, is jaywalking. Do you give tickets for jaywalking? We're going to get the answer to that coming up next with Anna and Raven. Cop Kelly is joining us this morning. We have random questions. Cop Kelly, do you actually give out tickets for jaywalking?
The only time that we've given out tickets for jaywalking, and it's sad to say, is when it actually caused a car accident. And that happens more than you think. A person just runs right through the crosswalk, doesn't even look, and there's a green light, and then there's a car accident, and then I know you're going to side with the person who got hit because they were on foot. However, think about the person who had the green light, didn't do anything wrong. Now they're stuck with this tragedy that they hit a person, and they feel terrible about it, all because somebody didn't wait for the light, or they didn't even go through a crosswalk and they just ran across the street. So tickets are given to help enforce that, because obviously we don't want someone getting killed.
Yeah, I mean, I would certainly feel bad for the individual should they have been injured. But if they just were, like, you know, tapped and bounced off the car, I'll be like, serves you right.
Right. You couldn't win. There's a few people that say that in the crosswalk.
Actually, it's funny. I just saw a guy walk right across the street in front of me. Didn't even look. He's on his cell phone. He didn't get hit by a car, which is good. But something like that, you know, you got to pay attention.
No question.
You should
about
go
it.
Give him a ticket right now, just to show him off.
Or maybe a drive-by tase, to, you know, hey, he'll learn his lesson.
That'll teach him.
I could go Facebook Live for you guys.
Oh, don't tease me.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it as always, Cop Kelly.
Of course, Anna Raven. Have a good day.
God, could you chew any louder?
Did you watch this without me?
Seriously, 6 more inches and it's in the sink.
Why do you do this? You squeeze from the bottom.
What do you want to get for dinner?
Let us solve your problems. Star 99.9, Honda of Westport Couples Court.
Jennifer and Nick joining us together this morning. Nick, I'd like to start with you. What's going on?
We've got 3 kids. And she swears in front of them, which gets pretty mad. She uses the S word, and sometimes she'll even drop a couple F-bombs, right? She says to me that, you know, since she's the one who's primarily with them all the time, that I don't understand how hard it is to censor yourself in front of them, and she gets really mad. It just slips out, but I really feel that it's not acceptable in any case, and she's teaching them very, very bad habits. I think I'm in the right here that you can refrain from swearing in front of your children. I mean, I've been able to do it, so why shouldn't she?
Jen, what's your side of this?
Oh, my gosh. These kids have heard these words before, and not just from me. It's not like they don't say them, Nick. Come on. Our oldest is 13. You think she hasn't sworn before in her life? It's not a big deal. They've heard the words before. You know, I tell them, you know, don't swear in front of your teachers and stuff like that. And they know the rules. And if you're angry, you know, you can swear sometimes. But it's just, they make me nuts. And sometimes I swear. And it's not a big deal.
Do you swear at the children? Or do you swear just in general out of frustration?
Right. You swearing
sometimes?
Around them? Or are you swearing at them from time to time?
I'm not swearing at them. My gosh, I'm not a monster. I don't swear at my kids. I swear around them. So they hear the words, you know, someone cuts you off in traffic, you drop an F-bomb or whatever it is. It's normal. And I just think Nick is way overreacting.
Well, it's an endorsement. If you do it in behavior-wise, even if you tell them not to do it, I mean, you're frankly endorsing the behavior. If the oldest one is 13, it doesn't matter if they hear other people do it. If they hear their mother do it, it is a completely different thing.
Right. But there's also something to be said that we're human and it happens and it is what it is.
Well, if there's 3 kids, I could understand that it would be chaotic. Well, no question about it. about it.
What we do is ask our audience. And Jennifer, they may agree with you that Nick is overreacting. Swearing every once in a while in front of the kids when you're frustrated or upset, or, you know, or even semi-regularly is normal and it happens. But they may see Nick's side. Jennifer, you're a mom and you need to set an example for your kids. And that means not swearing in front of them. Do you guys both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Yeah, sure.
Absolutely.
Great. Give us a call. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Jennifer spends a lot of time with the three kids, and her husband Nick is upset that she swears in front of them, says that she uses the S word, sometimes every once in a while will drop an F-bomb, and basically says she's got to cut it out. She says, well, you think they've never heard these words before? Like, they got to learn somehow, and it's not like I'm doing it purposely.
Wait a minute. Did you really say they got to learn somehow? Because
well,
no, it's not your job to teach your kids swears. It's really not at the age of 13 or younger. You had me until then.
Who said you on 1-800-330-9999? Tana and Raven.
Sounds like we have a sanctity daddy on our hands. Totally on the wife's side.
I got to tell you, hearing him, it's like he doesn't know what it's like to live your life. Like, sometimes it comes out. You get frustrated. You're with the kids all day. I'm sure she's not purposely trying to do it, but if it comes out, it comes out.
I think he lives in his own little world and maybe a vacuum even.
Thank you for the call. You know, I just think that it's about the context and about how strong that language comes across and when it's used. If it's that infrequent, then it's not a big deal. But is she just saying it's infrequent and it's actually frequent? Because that would be weird. That's too much for me, too.
I don't know. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star. Jennifer admits that sometimes she lets a couple swears slip out in front of the kids. It happens. It's life. But her husband, Nick, is not okay with it. He says she's got to figure out a way never to swear in front of the kids. Is he overreacting or is she being unreasonable? It's the Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
I think somewhere in between is probably fine, right? Nobody expects to never curse. That doesn't make any sense. I mean, it's not realistic. But
that's what he's saying.
Well, it feels like she's brushing it off a little too quickly for me.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on this morning?
Hi, I'm on the wife's side. My mother cursed like a drunken sailor when we were growing up, and we turned out just fine. You know, real world. People are gonna curse. They're gonna hear it on TV. They're gonna hear it in movies, and you know, it's just part of life.
Did you have one of those station wagons with the wood panels on the side?
As a matter of fact, yes.
Yes, of course, all of America did. Did she smoke with the windows rolled up and nobody wore a seatbelt?
No, she had the windows cracked, and yes, we didn't wear seatbelts.
Right. God bless the 70s. Thank you for the call.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on her side. I get frustrated as well sometimes. I have three kids, and they're all like 13, 12, and 11, and I dropped so many F-bombs. It was like Hiroshima.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it's awful.
I'm telling you.
Feels like a confession, not a vote, sir.
You know, it's funny. My mom never swore growing up, and she still never swears. I can count literally on one hand how many times I've heard her say a bad word.
Terrifying every time.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jennifer, our audience agreed with you. Every once in a while, it's fine. You're human. It certainly shouldn't be a habit that you're looking to continue, but they did understand where you were coming from.
Yeah, Nick acts like all that comes out of my mouth is swears, and it's not true. It's not true.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what?
Right.
People are kidding themselves that they think that their kids don't swear. Come on, let's get real. It's just like you said, it's human nature.
Well, I mean, I think if you're saying that it's occasional, it's probably a lot more than that. So maybe you just pay attention and try and dial it back enough. I mean, know this, is that their habits will carry on, you know, obviously even more when you're not around. So would you want your kids by accident swearing in front of somebody else's parents, another one of their kids, you know, their friend's parents or something like that? That's going to reflect on you. So if the answer is no, then I would still dial it back.
All right. I'll try and dial it back, but you know what? It's going to slip out, and I, you know, because I'm human.
All right, well, guys, we wish you the best of luck, and if anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescore@star999.com.
You already know TMZ breaking news before it breaks.
I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm ready to take on the Catalina wine mixer.
Spend hours a day stalking your favorite celebs on Twitter.
My t-shirt's stuck to my sweater, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Answer questions with obscure movie quotes.
Are you asking me for a divorce?
Yeah!
It's time to use that useless knowledge and play Can't Beat Raven. Powered by Scapp Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Star 99.9.
Katie, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck.
Katie, you got a lot on the line here. He's got 39 wins in a row. This is his 40th win if you lose. But I got faith in you, okay?
All right.
He's out of the studio. He can't hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I'll invite him back in. Ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you could beat him, $100 to Little Pub. And the ultimate, really bragging rights that you broke his longest streak ever. You ready?
I'm ready.
Number 1. Sesame Street introduced Carly, a Muppet that lives in foster care. What color is Grover's fur?
Grover is blue.
Number 2, what jewelry company has the tagline, a diamond is forever?
A diamond is forever. Zales.
Number 3, a Live at 5 in Stanford downtown lineup has been announced. It includes Shaggy, T-Pain, Travis McCoy, the Pop 2000 Tour, and this band that is led by Nick Lachey.
98 Degrees.
Number 4. Celine Dion was on Carpool Karaoke and sang My Heart Will Go On in the Bellagio Fountain. In Titanic, what color is the heart of the ocean diamond?
Blue.
I need you to get this one, Katie. Number 5. Elle Fanning fainted at Cannes Film Festival because her dress was too tight. Who did Elle play in the Disney movie Maleficent?
Aurora.
Okay. All right. I don't know, Katie. Let's see. Raven, come in.
How'd you do?
She got 4 out of 5.
Well, that's pretty good.
It's really good. Okay. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Number 1.
I'm ready.
You look nervous. You should be nervous.
Okay. Relax.
Number 1. Sesame Street introduced Carly, a Muppet that lives in foster care. What color is Grover's fur?
Okay. I didn't know. The new one. Grover's blue.
Blue is correct.
Mm-hmm.
Katie's still leading you 4-1. Number 2, what jewelry company has the tagline, a diamond is forever?
A diamond is forever is, it's either De Beers or Malibs. De Beers.
De Beers is correct.
Woo! Love that movie, Blood Diamond.
Katie's still leading 4-2. Number 3, a Live at 5 in Stanford downtown lineup announced. It includes Shaggy, T-Pain, Travis McCoy, the Pop 2000 Tour, and this band that is led by Nick Lachey.
98 Degrees, and I put in for that day.
That is great. Yes, you're very excited.
I put in for that day.
You
want to
do that one?
I was like, those are mine. Well, because I figured you're going to do the one where Lance Bass is going to be in town.
I'm going to be away that weekend. But anyway.
Oh,
yeah.
So sad.
So the Lance Bass one is the Pop 2000 Tour. That's O-Town, Aaron Carter, Ryan Cabrera, Tyler Hill. And it's a fun lineup this summer in Stanford downtown.
I remember O-Town. They had a track or two.
Yep. Okay, Katie, you're still winning 4-3. Number 4, Celine Dion was on Carpool Karaoke and sang My Heart Will Go On in the Bellagio Fountain. In Titanic, what color is the heart of the ocean diamond?
Ooh, it's blue.
Blue is correct. You guys are tied at 4. And number 5, Elle Fanning fainted at Cannes Film Festival because her dress was too tight. Who did Elle play in the Disney movie Maleficent?
Oh, I have no idea.
It's Aurora or Sleeping Beauty. I would have accepted either of them. I'm sorry, Katie. He tied you today. 4. It was great. Man, I needed you to get...
Which one did she miss?
She missed De Beers. If you had the cheat sheet, you would have beat him today. That's for sure. Well, that does get you your own Anna and Raven mug, though.
Oh, boy. Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, they had so many commercials with that slogan back in the day. I feel like I haven't seen them recently, but yeah. I do remember that.
Yep. One of the top 10 branding of all time.
Really?
This is Katie. I'm from Waterbury, and I can't beat Raven.
You came close today. Hold on. We'll get you that mug, okay?
Better luck next time. Okay. Complete with an extra ounce. Enjoy the flavor.
All right. Another chance to get the cheat sheet today at 5:30 with Kevin Begley. I'll give you the first 2 answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. Oh, that was close.
40 in a row.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.